You know, we talk about near-death experience. This is Jerry Pippin, and welcome to Back to the Show, by the way. On the line from Seattle, we have Betty J. Eady, author of Embraced by the Light. It's been on the New York Times bestseller list for a long time, a former number one book, and probably be back up there. I noticed on the USA Today poll it's back up there. It's from Gold Leaf Press. This book's been out, about 8 or 9 months, maybe longer.
It has been a year.
It's been a year. So all booksellers that you would go to and try to order this book if it's not in stock. Most of them have it in stock now, but if they don't, they know where to get it.
Yes, all B. Dalton Walden bookstores have it, and I'm sure many other bookstores by now.
And like you said, there's going to be a pocketbook coming out on Bantam Pocketbooks, and they really get mass distribution on that.
Yes.
And you do the audio tape yourself with Simon and Schuster.
Yes, I do. Uh-huh. And it's been a wonderful experience. I've learned so much.
Well, you have a nice voice. In fact, our producer, Roberta, who talked to you earlier, our executive producer, talent coordinator, Roberta Scott, called you earlier in the evening, and she said that lady has great presence. You'll enjoy talking to her.
Well,
now, you also, talking about that lady, you're a family lady instead of a family man. You got a big family, girl.
Yes, I do. And it's growing all the time. I had eight children, and now I had... Of course, 8 grandchildren. Now there are 10, and so that side of the family we can't keep up with it.
And I noticed in your book, and we're not trying to give away everything in the book, but I noticed in your book I was reading earlier when this happened in 1972.
73.
Well, it was close. I guess.
Mm-hmm.
Your husband Joe, I believe is his name.
Yes.
He took off work to go with you to have this hysterectomy. This is when this happened, right?
Yes, he did.
So he's a pretty devoted guy.
He's a wonderful man and has been very supportive. I could not have, the book would not be out there as it is if he was not home supporting me while I travel a lot. And
somebody's got to watch 8 kids.
Well,
and all the grandchildren.
Well, lucky for us, all but one they're pretty much on their own now. And the youngest is still home, but he watches her while I'm gone, so it works out quite well.
The reason I wanted to bring this out about your personal life, Betty, is that the first thing that I thought of the first time I became aware of your book a long time ago, even though, as I said, I had a very close business associate and friend that had one of these near-life experience or near-death experience. A lot of the times you think of it as just as Bryce mentioned in Wichita in the last segment calling in, that you're some new age crackpot, and that's not what you are at all.
Oh, not at all.
You're a very solid person.
Yes, I am. I think I am.
You try to be at least, right? Let's go back to the phone. Listening to us in Taylorville, Illinois, we have Kathy on the line. Kathy, you're on the air with Betty J. Eady.
Yes, Betty. Monday I came in from work, and I caught the very end of a lady on Oprah.
Mm-hmm.
And this lady was talking about a near-death experience and the fact that she had experienced, now this is very heavy, but the idea that the spirits choose the lives that they will lead on Earth.
And what was your name?
Kathy.
Kathy, you caught me on Oprah.
Was that you?
Yes, that's me.
And you were, but this idea has haunted me. It makes so much sense. When you look around at so many people and different problems, you know, that they have in their lives and how hard it is, and it just all, it illuminated, you know, rather than God choosing different ones to have heavy problems, the idea that our spirits would do this to make our lives more meaningful, it really meant a lot.
Yes, well, they explained to me that Earth was like going away to college, mm-hmm. and that we chose our path for our own personal development, but that we're also here as a group, collectively, learning to experience life and to grow, and that we are basically here to learn to love one another.
Mm-hmm.
And that we did love one another before we came here. And so it's interesting that there is so much crime, and so we are all responsible for it.
Right. Mm-hmm. Well, I know, you know, it just the idea that there are some people who have a lot of pain, lot of problems, children being killed, parents, and just a lot of tragedy. And knowing that they're growing, their spirit is growing.
That's right.
Because of these experiences just really helped. So yes. I will look for your book now that I just got the tail end of you. And,
yes.
And this idea has haunted me all week long.
No, is that right? Well, I think you'll find some answers in the book.
I certainly hope so. Thank
okay,
you
okay. Thank you,
time.
Kathy. Thanks
Bye-bye.
For listening tonight. Betty, along with this, on page 108, you're talking about the Council of Men.
Mm-hmm.
And you talk about being brought into this room, and there's a kidney-shaped table. And how many men were there? 12 men and no women, right?
Well, that's what I thought, too. You know, in 1973, when I was 31, I was somewhat of a feminist. I would have just absolutely insisted upon equal, you know, women at this table, although it seemed so natural when I was there. I learned that women have a very important role here on Earth, as they do there in heaven as well. And I'm very comfortable with who I am now. And I do not feel that I have to be manly or try to...
Well now, are you saying it's ungodly to want equal rights?
Oh, not equal rights. I'm not talking about equal rights.
Okay.
I think that women have been suppressed far too long. But I think that when you become more aware of your... particular, I guess, reason for being here. Most women, of course, are mothers. They are more nurturing than men. I think when you find out your divinity, then you can be comfortable with who you are, male or female.
Now, you mentioned Oprah, or actually Kathy did. How many of these type shows have you done? I mean, there's 17 of them on the air right now.
Well, nationally, I was on Good Morning America, and then, of course, Oprah.
Well, the reason I'm asking you, how is it to be on Oprah? Do they pretty well tell you ahead of time what to say, or do they just bring you out there and you go cold turkey?
They have a format that they like to follow. They tell you what that format will be, but no, they don't put words in your mouth. It's very difficult, though, to do a show like that because you do come on cold.
We are talking with Betty J. Eady, and the name of the book is Embraced by the Light, the most profound and complete near-death experience ever. If you have a question for Betty, our telephone number is 1-800-745-8255. That's 1-800-745-TALK. We will... take another phone call or two before we get off the air, Betty, but we were talking as we lost contact with you about this near-death experience. You had some doubts, evidently, yourself about it. Is that correct? I mean, you went later to a doctor, the doctor that was here at the emergency room when you died, to find out.
I didn't have any doubts that I had died. That I knew, of course, had happened, but by this time, I had shared the experience with many of my relatives and some friends, and they were concerned that the doctors never mentioned anything to me at that particular time, at the time that I died, that I experienced it.
Okay, that explains that. When we get back, let's talk about that conversation.
Okay.
I'm going to have to take a break. This is a real one, and we'll be back in a moment.